John Heinen, back with you in Milroy. There's a pitching change for the St. Martin Martins.
Adam Winkle is the draftee from Farming, will come in and take over duties for Matt Emdick, the draftee from Meyer Grove, during the third inning. The runner on first base will be Randy, right?
Exactly.
It's all right-hander from Farming, Adam Winkle. Right-hander.
Pitches for St. Cloud State University. And he's facing Josh Gisseau. Gisseau so far today, a walk and a run scored. Colts bring in Anoka. The last we heard, it was bottom of the first, no score. With Colts bring in Anoka. Ready in the mound, Adam Winkles. His pitch. Ball inside, and make it 2-0 now. Two balls, no strikes to Gasol.
Two pitches on the inside corner, both in the same spot.
2-0 the count. Winkles delivers. Here's a one hopper to Nathan Schlungen at second. To Leaser for one on to first. That's a 4-6-3 double play. Winkles does the job, gets out of the jam here. In the third, no runs, a hit, no errors, no one left on base. Three in the books. It's Gaylord 3, St. Martin nothing. More baseball in a minute on KASM.
St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency look forward to providing their customers that great old-fashioned service you've come to expect. Looking for answers to financial questions? Stop and talk with Joel Schmitz, and he'll be happy to lend you good, sound advice. For insurance, stop in and see Kara and Kelly. They'll be more than happy to review your current policies to make sure you're fully covered. Swing in and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today.
If you are thinking of buying or selling a home, contact Matt Emdick at Central Minnesota Realty. With over 60 agents and 10 office locations, Central Minnesota Realty has the ability to service all areas in multiple counties across Central Minnesota. Specializing in vacant land, commercial property, and lake home sales, visit us today at www.centralmnrealty.com or call Matt at 320-420-1295 for all your real estate needs at Central Minnesota Realty.
Thanks for joining us here on KASM and KASM and 105.5 HD2, 107.7 FM, and our stream at mychasm.com. Kind of get caught up in the name game, and we've been doing baseball now for, what is it, just about 3-plus weeks? And
A lot of baseball. I think we did 13 in the region.
Another three here this weekend, and we'll have some more for you next weekend, that's for sure.
Yes, we will.
Brian Schlungen will lead it off here in the fourth inning for the St. Martin Martins. They find themselves down by 3-0. Left-hander, Brody Rodning, delivers low for a ball, 1-0.
Brian Schlungen got himself on track. Little slow start in the region 15 scene, but he come through. He's right around 300, and he had a triple and a base and a ball's there, too. He was a little stump. I talked to him for a little while. He said it was about time to get out of it. He had a couple of hits in game, and that got him jump-started.
Rodning delivers high to Brian Schlungen in the count, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. And Brian swings at a 2-0 pitch. That was probably ball three.
That was a nasty pitch. So it was a slider on the outside from the lefty, and I'll tell you, it's just took away from Brian there.
Yeah. Two balls, one strike. Brody Rodning ready. His pitch, that's inside and high. And the count now 3-1. Three balls, one strike. On deck, Nathan Schlungen. Kick the pitch. Oh, there's a strike called. And they're going to call it a strike. No, now Brian's going to come back. Even the public address announcer had already done the batter's change, but it's 3-2.
That boy picked up the bat when come back, he just kind of flung it over to him.
Three balls, two strikes to Brian Schlungen. Leading off the fourth for the Martins. Brody Rodning ready. Pitch. And Schlungen bloops this one down the first baseline. It's going to be a tough play as all three converging. Nobody makes the catch. Schlungen's going to dig for second, and he's going to go in with an all-out hustle double.
All-out hustle. Three guys could not get to that ball over there on the right field line. He never stopped, Brian. Just kept on hustling around first base and almost had a collision out there.
That was a, just downright hustle by Brian Schlungen. Second hit for the Martins this afternoon, and it'll bring Nathan Schlungen to the plate. Now we'll see Rodning go to a full stretch here. It is different, yep. And Rodning's pitch gets away from his catcher and all the way to the backstop, and on to third goes Brian Schlungen.
McCoy Rodney's having a little trouble catching him, isn't he?
Yeah.
Certain pitches must have not same signs. I'm not sure if they're changing up a little bit here or trouble handling them.
That's three or four that have gotten by McCoy already. You bet. 1-0 the count to Nathan Schlungen. Brian at third. Martins trail 3-0, trying to get something here. Another pitch that gets by Rodney. Here comes the throw to the plate, and out at home. Perfect relay from McCoy Rodney to Brody Rodney, and they get Brian Schlungen at home.
They could not put that ball any better place than that to tag him out.
It was right in front of the plate.
Yeah.
I mean,
right there.
All Brody had to do was put the tag on Brian's foot, and it was done, right?
Absolutely. What a perfect relay back to the...
Yeah, we had a great angle. The umpire had
a
great angle. Yeah. Oh, my. Tough break for the Martins as that ball, it came off the backstop just a little bit for McCoy Rodney.
So you're kind of thinking in that situation, too, that the ball really deflects left or right here with nobody out. Probably want to stay at third base.
Yeah. Pitch ball by Nathan Schlungen at the plate to count two balls and one strike. 3-0, Gaylord leading here, top of the fourth. Low for a ball, and the count 3-1.
Rodney not too happy with himself on that one, Brody. He's working behind these hitters, and I don't think that's what his intentions are here.
3-1, Nathan Schlungen will take low ball four.
Good game plan by St. Martin here. Work him hard. Make him throw pitches. Because you don't know. Is he on a pitch count or is he not on a pitch count?
We heard that early on, didn't we, from somebody that he was on a pitch count. So all of a sudden you make him throw some pitches.
Yes.
And Rodning down on his hunches now to get a little breath of fresh air. And to the plate comes Jalen Arsenault. Jalen, in his first at-bat, grounded to short. There's a strike call, and 0-1 to Jalen.
Sometimes they're a little too ramped up here with their fastball and stuff. They may have to take a little off to get his control back.
0-1 the count. Rodning ready. His pitch, Arsenault, chopper hit by the third baseman. Walsh at short makes the play. The throw to second for one. The relay to first not in time. Walsh able to get to it and make a play at short, but Jalen will beat it out. And with two outs now, Matthew Schlungen steps to the plate. And Matthew Schlungen with a base hit up the middle in his first at bat. Pitch low from Rodning and 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Rodning ready. And Schlungen gives it a ride to left center field. That's hit a long way. The left fielder back in, making the catch. somewhere about 360 feet away out there in left center field. Good catch on the run by Jake Schmidt, and that'll do it for the Martins here in the fourth. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on base. We played 3.5. It's Gaylord 3, St. Martin nothing. More baseball in a minute here on KASN.
If you need concrete for your home, farm, or business, then giddy up and go to Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix has precast products including H or J-style feed bunks, bunker-style wall sections, and manufactured slatted floors. No concrete jobs are too big or small for Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Working hand-in-hand with our good neighbors and farmers for 100 years. Call us today at 837-5288.
Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie, American staples, and supported by Painesville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, now is a great time to fill your diesel barrels and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest, along with giving the experts in the agronomy department a call to do some crop scouting for soybean aphids and other pests. Phone 800-232-4265. Good luck to all the teams participating in this year's Region 15C tournament from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Adam Winkles now on in relief of Matt Imdick, set to begin his first full inning of work. Winkles came on last inning and able to get the Islanders to ground into a double play. It'll be Travis Schmidt, Jake Schmidt, and leadoff hitter Colin Grahams here in the fourth inning. Three runs, four hits, no errors for the Islanders of Gaylord. No runs, two hits, one error for the Martins. First pitch, a strike called, and 0-1. Two balls, one strike. Winkle's ready. His pitch there is a foul to the backstop, and 0-2.
Fastball by Blake Colts.
Martin defense, Scott Schlungen over at third, Kyle Leeser at short, Nathan Schlungen at second, and over at first, Jalen Arsenal. As Winkle's ready, the 0-2 pitch, breaking ball a little bit high in 1-2 in left field for the Martins, Michael Schlungen. In center field, it's Derek Cole, and out in right field, Matthew Schlungen. Ryan Schlungen behind the plate. And here comes the 1-2 pitch. That's off the mitt of Brian Schlungen. And the count, two balls, two strikes. Adam Winkles pitched for the Farming Flames this past year. Also on Pat Dolan, St. Cloud State University roster. Winkles ready. Pitch outside and high, and the count full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Here's Winkles, his pitch. That's a called strike three. And running to first is Schmidt. He's going to be recorded out as Brian Schlungen throws it over there. But Schmidt thought he got a walk done.
Should look like it. He took off down the first base line, and the umpire rang him up, and it bounced away from Brian Schlungen here a little bit. So he got him at first base. I don't think he realized that.
No. That'll bring Jake Schmidt to the plate. Jake struck out in his first at bat. It's Matt Imdick. And the ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count. Winkles kicks and delivers, and there's a strike called in 1-1.
He's throwing good here, isn't he, Adam?
Yes, he is.
Getting the ball around the plate.
One ball, one strike. Winkles pitch, and Schmidt grounds that one foul down the third base line. That's going to bounce out into the field of play. And Schlungen will come in and retrieve it. Get it back into Avery Schmidt. And the count at a ball and two strikes to Jake Schmidt. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you on KASM. Angela Mergen producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Schmidt out on strike. Second time today. Two outs here in the fourth. And it'll bring a leadoff hitter, Colin Graham, up to the plate. Colin, so far today, 1-for-1. He walked, scored a run back in the second inning. He came in after the triple by Brody Rodney. There's a strike call to Graham, and a count 0-1. Fans starting to gripe a little bit about the strike zone.
A good angle up here, don't we?
Yeah, we do. Yeah. 0-1 the count. Here's a shot to first. Nice one hop for Jalen Arsenal. He'll glove it, run it to the bag, and that ends the Gaylord Islanders' fourth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. Four in our books with Gaylord 3. St. Martin nothing. More baseball in a minute here on KASN.
Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has served Central Minnesota customers for years and would like to help improve your home's indoor air quality. As an authorized Pro Partner Rheem dealer, Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident with what Rheem delivers in the form of high-efficiency heat pumps, furnaces, and air conditioners. Partnered with the Remy Halo Whole Home Induct Air Purifier, it is award-winning and the next generation of indoor air quality technology capable of purifying every cubic inch of air that your central air conditioning system reaches. Designed to eliminate sick building syndrome risks by reducing odors and air pollutants, the Remy Halo Whole Home Induct Purifier is the best solution for whole house and building air purification. Visit Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning at www.gilkplumbing.com to learn more about the Remy Halo Air Purifier.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Randy and Don back with you in Milroy. Top of the fifth inning looking at us here. 3-0. Gaylord leading the St. Martin Martins. St. Martin Baseball on KASM brought to you by Promotional Resources Incorporated in St. Joseph, St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in Dominique, Fox Center in Long Prairie, Central Minnesota Realty, the Greenwell Pub, Willenbring Dahl, Wilkin and Zimmerman, Attorneys at Law in Cold Spring, Avon and Albany, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency of Haynesville, Albany Family Dentistry, Darren Lent Supply of Sox Center, Kramer, Tom Kramer Incorporated, Rambo, Haynesville Mutual Insurance, Arnold's Incorporated, over in St. Martin, BNS Excavating of Belgrade, Haynesville Farmers Union Co-op, and Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning of Richmond. At the plate for the Martins here in the fifth inning, it's Michael Schlungen. First pitch to Michael, a strike call, 0-1. Swing and a miss now by Michael, and 0-2.
Brody Rodney had a little trouble last thing with his control, but gets himself settled in here right to start out this inning here in the fifth inning.
0-2, Schlung and I'll follow this one off. And the count at 0-2 yet. Tanner Arsenal retrieves that in the on-deck circle. 0-2 the count. And the pitch a little bit low, and the count now 1-2. One ball, two strikes. I kick the pitch, and a swing and a miss. Schlungen's out on strike.
That was a big breaking ball on the inside corner to Schlungen. A tough pitch to hit.
That is a tough pitch to hit, you bet.
One of those 12-6ers.
You bring up Tanner Arsenal, and Tanner chopped the ball to the second baseman in his first at-bat today. And Tanner bloops this one, foul back and out of play, and the count at 0-1. The ball's one strike. Brody Rodning ready, and the left-hander delivers, and Arsenal another foul to the backstop, and the count at 0-2.
A piece of him, isn't he?
He is. balls, two strikes to count to Tanner. Derek Cole on deck for the Martins. Ladder kick, the pitch from Rodning, and a swing and a miss. Starts to know out on that high fastball.
That's a tough pitch for a young man to lay off of up by the letters there, and battling him really hard on this at bat from Tanner Arsenal. But boy, I'll tell you, he threw that fastball by him on top there, didn't he?
He did. Seven strikeouts for Brody Rodning through the first four and two-thirds innings. And number nine hitter, Derek Cole, steps to the plate, and the first pitch is swing and a miss by Derek, strike one. We saw Derek come up a little lame, too, last week.
Yes, we did. What he did, I think, in center field, he kind of looked like
a hamstring issue, too. Pitch right across the plate, and 0-2.
He kind of battled that whole game, didn't he?
He did. He was playing short there for a while, and in that last game against Kimball, where Kyle Leeser was out, so Derek went to short. Here's a ground ball, hit the short, up with it cleanly as Walsh, and over to first. 6-3 on the put out of Cole. That'll end the fifth for the Martins. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. Four and a half innings. It's Gaylord 3, St. Martin nothing. More baseball in a minute here on KAFM.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to PromotionalResourcesInc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
When the mercury rises, the last thing you want to be without is air conditioning. And no matter how well you take care of the mechanical things in your home, you can count on inconvenient failures. Grinnell Mutual makes it easy for you to add equipment breakdown coverage to your homeowner's policy so you don't have to sweat the small stuff. Prepare for the unexpected by adding equipment breakdown insurance to your home and farm policy. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Ruth and Gary Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Crystal R., Donna Coulter, and Maggie Haynes, your local Grinnell Mutual agents in Painesville at Central Minnesota Insurance Agency. Phone 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Gaylord leading the Martins 3-0. Three runs, four hits, no errors for Gaylord. No runs, two hits, and one error for the Martins.
Three of those runs come off the swing of this guy's bat.
Triple.
Three RBIs.
Yeah. Brody Rodning has pitched the first five innings. Against the Martins, he struck out seven, and at the plate, he's 1-for-2 today with that triple like Don was talking about and three RBIs. Rodning drives this to right field. Coming in a little bit of slunging, and he'll make the catch for the out. So Rodning with a couple of fly balls out to right field, and then that big triple.
Hey, look at the pitcher over there come walking back, and nobody else's uniform is quite as dirty as his.
Ed Reichenbach, the third baseman, into the batter's box. He had a big slide into the third.
Sweating the way these guys are, I'll tell you.
Reichenbach, he takes a healthy swing and a miss, strike one.
Got a little stare out at Adam Winkles there. They said, okay, bring that again.
0-1 the count. Curveball. Winkles, that was a good comeback after that.
You betcha.
You know,
good smart pitch.
I often wondered that. Why does the hitter stare down the pitcher after he swings and misses that?
Probably mad.
Just mad, and he takes it out on the pitcher usually?
Sure.
Yeah? Yeah.
Best athlete on the field, you know, that's what they say.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Here's a pitch to Reichenbach just missing outside in the count of ball at two strikes. So would the pitcher be wrong and smile back or something like that? Or
well, usually if they keep doing that, it doesn't usually end well.
The ball in the dirt and the count's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. I didn't pitch a lot in my day, so I never, usually they hit whatever I threw. So that was
well, you did that big curveball. Nobody could catch you.
Yeah.
That's why you didn't pitch.
That's right. Yeah. Nobody could catch me.
That's right.
2-2 the count. And Reichenbach to right center field. Here comes Schlungen to make the catch on the run from right field. Nice catch by Matthew Schlungen. 2 outs, and Eric Gatch. Steve Reverman down, and look at people just kind of clutter around him. It's like he's got a following, and everybody, Father Aaron Nett's down there even listening to Revy once in a while. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going on there, but.
Well, Father's around there, and he's probably in need of it.
And Charlie Hannon, I don't know where he disappeared to, but
he's
Willie.
He's sitting there yet.
Oh, he is. Okay. Yeah.
Roger Berg.
Yep. There's a swing and a miss. 0-2 the count. We actually have Father Vince Leeser tell us that the Martins should win 3-2, right? Here's a fly ball to right field. That'll end the fifth for Gaylord. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We play five here in Milroy. It's Gaylord 3, St. Martin nothing. More baseball in a minute on KAFM.
For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55, northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams. When you stop to dine at the Greenwald Pub, you're always going to find great food waiting for you. The Greenwald Pub serves noon lunches from 11 until 1:30 Monday through Friday, and you'll always have options in the evening with Build-A-Burger on Monday, Tuesday tacos, Wednesday cheeseburgers and hamburgers for $1.50, Thursday night is the huge salad bar and an entree, and Friday is bone-in and boneless wing night. Plus, don't forget Sunday's breakfast brunch is served from 11 until 12:30 at everyone's favorite bar and restaurant, the Greenwald Pub.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen back with you in Milroy as we make our way to the top of the sixth inning. Score update, the last we heard, the Cold Spring Springers were leading Anoka down in Shakopee tonight by a score of 2-0. I just made contact with Bill Walsh down on the sidelines there, so Bill and I are going to have to talk after a while. You haven't seen a guy in 15 years or so, and that's like you still remember him. Yep, absolutely.
But the guy in the blue shirt?
Yeah, he's coming up. He's going to probably give us knucks here yet.
This guy?
That guy right there.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I thought it was the other guy that you were talking about.
Kyle Leeser will lead off the inning for the St. Martin Martins. Is that Bill Walsh? How you doing, Bill? Long time no see. Why did you come up here? Oh, is that right? From Albany. Okay. So the communication got back to you sitting down in the front row. Well, it's good seeing you. It's been about 15 years, you know that. That long ago since we did that bus trip. Yes. We saw you at Gaylord when the Martins were there, too. Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
You bet. Hey, can you stick around after the game? I want to talk to you a little bit. Okay, thank you. Good seeing you again.
All right, now.
Thank you. That Milroy staff is taking care of us something special here today. And Kyle Leeser, the first out here in the sixth inning.
He asked me what I wanted to eat here, Randy, for a little lunch break. I said, why don't you just bring me a sirloin sandwich and a little bit of au gratin potatoes, and we'll be good.
I'll bring Scott Schlungen to the plate. Scott, at the plate, the count 1-0, no strikes. 1-0. Kyle out on strikes for the third time today. And Scott Schlungen Evens the count at a ball and a strike. There's a pitch low to Scott and the count, two balls, one strike. Two balls, one strike. No one on for the Martins here in the sixth inning. Trying to get something going against Brody Rodning, and swung and foul tips it at the plate into the catcher's mitt. And the count at 2-2. LeBron Spanier listening to us back in Cold Spring today. Yes, LeBron, we are having a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Don and I are going to bring our clothes over to your place later. And if you want to wash them, we'll sit and drink beer while you wash them. No, kidding. Mary's going to wash them, right? Our Mary's, yeah. We were just commenting how sticky it is here, though. The dew point is extremely high this afternoon. And, yeah, it's like working a day, although we're just sitting. Yeah. Brian Schlungen at the plate. The pitch, strike in 0-1. Scott Schlungen went down on strike. So two outs, nobody on for the Martins. Brody Rodning now with 9 strikeouts in the game. Brody goes to the back of the mound and gets some dirt. So definitely some perspiration in that hand of his. And a breaking ball. Wow, does that come sliding across the plate? To Brian Schlungen in the count, two balls and a strike. 2-1 the count. The Martins, they brought a nice band contingent here today. Here's a shot by Brian Schlungen in the left field, a solid base hit. Past the outstretched arms of Reichenbach over at third. And the Martins looking for a little power punch from Nathan Schlungen. That'd be nice. Now, I was saying, Father Vince, he came up to us before the game, and we've always asked Father Vince for a prediction when the Martins are in the state tournament.
3-2, St. Martin, but I think as of right now, it's going to have to be 4-3.
4-3. So, Father Vince, I know he's back behind the Martins' dugout right now, and he's walked around the other side. I'm sure he's trying to cheer them guys on. Nathan Schlungen at the plate. The first pitch to Nathan in the dirt, and 1-0. One ball, no strikes. It seems like when Rodning goes in the stretch, he gets wilder, Don.
Yeah, his control isn't just quite as consistent as probably be.
Brian Schlungen being held at first, and the pitch inside to Nathan Schlungen, and the count 2-0.
Turned that body towards him a little bit, Nathan, didn't he? I was hoping that wasn't going to be a slider to come back at him.
Two balls, no strikes. That's after getting hit on the wrist with a pitch last weekend. It's like, oh, please. Here's Rodning's pitch. Whoa. That was Rodning kind of frustrated. He didn't get that call, and that one might be something he just missed, right? Three balls, no strikes. Two outs, one on. Brian Schlungen over at first. Rodning's pitch. There's a strike called, and 3-1. Top of the sixth inning. 3-0 Gaylord leading St. Martin. Rodning's pitch, and Schlungen will follow that to the backstop. And the count now 3-2.
Nathan, this one lost his balance on that one. He took a big rip on that one.
3-2 the count.
Brody Rodning, he's thrown a lot of pitches already this game.
He has. Yes, he has. And there is activity in the bullpen now that you mention it, Don. The red shirt down there. Schlung and goes on 3-2. The pitch is low to Nathan and ball four. So the Martins got runners at first and second, and all of a sudden Jalen Arsenault represents the tying run. Comes to the plate here in the sixth.
Jalen is swinging the good bat right now.
Don, the Martins, they've left runners on base, haven't they?
St. Martin, yes, they have. Three so far.
Two in that second inning and one in the fourth.
Correct.
So they've had some base runners against Rodning and Here they're trying to at least play to run. Two-out runs win ball games,
absolutely,
don't they? Yeah. 3-0 Gaylord here in the sixth. Rodney pitch in. Jalen
right on
to the backstop.
Wow, straight back.
Had that ball.
He knew it was coming there, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He had a great swing at that. 0-1 the count.
This one might not be as straight.
Rodney ready. Pitch outside, and the count 1-1. 1-1. Two outs and two on for the Martins here in the sixth. Rodning from the stretch, looks back to second, and comes home, and Arsenal swings and misses.
That's the different one right there. That was that changeup.
He, what does he take, maybe 5-6 miles off of that?
I would say at least.
Yeah, yeah. Angela's just let me know, Coldspring leading in the third, 3-0 over Anoka. So the Springers hoping to get to weekend number two. Rodning steps off the back of the rubber. I think Jalen called for time. One ball, two strikes, two outs, two on. Brody Rodning ready. Hannah's pitch to Arsenal. Outside corner, strike three called, and Jalen gets caught looking here in the sixth. No runs, a hit, no errors, two left on. 5.5 innings, it's Gaylord 3, and St. Martin nothing. More baseball in a minute here on KAFM.
Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie, American staples, and supported by Painesville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, now is a great time to fill your diesel barrels and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest, along with giving the experts in the agronomy department a call to do some crop scouting for soybean aphids and other pests. Phone 800-232-4265. Good luck to all the teams participating in this year's Region 15 Seed Tournament from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Don't let tight harvest windows and less than ideal conditions get you off track. Plan for a successful season with genuine Case IH solutions during our performance event. Going on now at Arnoldson, Kimball, Wilmer, Glencoe, St. Martin, Mankato, Alden, and St. Cloud. Save instantly on superior maintenance protection and the latest harvest equipment upgrades from Case IH. Plus, find your precision farming fit with savings that fit your budget. Offers end September 30th, 2020. Contact Arnoldson, Kimball, Wilmer, Glencoe, St. Martin, Mankato, Alden, and St. Cloud today. Terms and conditions apply.
Bottom of the sixth inning here in Milroy. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. 3-0, Gaylord leading the St. Martin. And Adam Winkles set to begin another half inning of work.
Adam Winkles doing a nice job since he's come in here. Post strikes, doesn't he?
He does, yeah. He'll face McCoy, Rodning, Brad Walsh, and Josh Gasol. I think that's a little French.
Gasol.
I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. He may be all German yet. Who knows?
Like Malo.
Rodning punts it out in front of the plate. Nice play by Brian Schlungen. And Brian with the quick throw to first. 2-3 in the putout.
He said, oh, quite far enough in front of the plate.
How far out? Was that like 6 inches? 6-8 inches?
Yeah.
That was about
it.
Yeah. It just died right in the divot.
But it was fair. Right in front of the plate.
So Brad Walsh to the plate. And the pitch to Walsh, a ball inside, and 1-0.
Somebody warming up for St. Martin.
That looks like Schrader.
That does. Yes, it does.
And Schrader warming up with Zach Moritz down there. Nothing right now in the Gaylord bullpen. Pitch outside from Adam Winkles and 2-0 to Walsh.
Looks like they had one of the draftees warming up a little while ago. Not sure which one it was.
Pitch on the outside corner, and the count 2-1. Just like in that first game we saw today, Don, that umpire's giving that outside corner to the pitchers.
He is, isn't he?
Here's a ground ball back to Winkles on the mound. Adam will field that position. Flips it to Arsenault at first. And 1-3 on the putout. So 2-3, 1-3, and we'll see what Josh Gasol, the DH, will do. Gasol is 0-for-1 today. He walked and then bounced into a 4-6-3 double play. Adam Winkle's ready, and the pitch outside a ball, or actually on the outside corner, a strike and 0-1. Do you remember the first state tournament you were ever at? Were you ever at one as a kid?
No, I don't think so.
Here's Gusto and his swing and a miss, strike two. 0-2 the count. The ball, two strikes, two outs. Winkle's pitch and the curveball a little bit high. And the count, one ball, two strikes.
Mary said we were in our first state tournament game. It was in Broughton.
1-2 the count. Two outs. Winkles delivers, and Gasol swings and misses. He's out on strikes, and that'll end the inning for Gaylord. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played six here in Melroy. 3-0, Gaylord leading St. Martin. We're back in a minute.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London. If you are thinking of buying or selling a home, contact Matt Imdick at Central Minnesota Realty. With over 60 agents and 10 office locations, Central Minnesota Realty has the ability to service all areas in multiple counties across Central Minnesota. Specializing in vacant land, commercial property, and lake home sales, visit us today at www.centralmnrealty.com or call Matt at 320-420-1295 for all your real estate needs at Central Minnesota Realty.
Back at Melroy, 3-0 at Gaylord over St. Martin as we make our way to the seventh inning. New Ulm is leading Prior Lake 4-2. They're in the bottom of the sixth inning. That's 4-2, New Ulm over Prior Lake in the bottom of the sixth inning. And the last we heard, the Cold Spring Springers were leading Anoka 3-0. That was in the third inning. I mentioned to you, Don, my first state tournament, and it was back in 1971.
1971.
My Uncle Martin took my cousins and I to a state tournament game in Broughton. In Broughton.
Wow.
Yes. That is my first recollection of a state tournament game.
That's when we graduated.
In 71.
Correct.
Yep.
I think we have a pitching change here. 27 is a Brody Curtis, drafted from Belle Plaine.
And it looks like they put the pitcher out in right field.
Yes, they did. They put him in Connor Diaz's position. So Brody will go into that position now.
And again, the relief pitcher, as he delivers to Matthew Schlungen, the count, one ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. And Schlungen will follow it back and out of play. And the count, one ball, two strikes to Matthew. What's Matthew done so far today? He is 1-for-2. 1-for-2. At the plate, that was off of Rodding. And the pitch outside, a ball, and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. And pitch high over the head of Schlungen. And now the count at 3-2. The count. And a swing and a miss by Schlangen. Rodding drops it, and he'll throw to first for the putout and the strikeout.
Brody Curtis, a right-handed pitcher from Belle Plaine. He throws pretty well.
But something different than the left-hander.
Yes,
and yeah. Here's Curtis's pitch. That's outside corner to Michael Schlangen in strike one. Belle Plaine Tigers. Swing and a miss by Michael Schlangen. Strike two. Michael has been hit by a pitch today and struck out, so he's 0 for 1. Martins with just three hits off of Gaylord pitching so far today. They bat here in the seventh. This is popped up foul and out of play. And the count at 0-2. The ball's two strikes.
Let's say probably their starting pitcher, Brody, was probably on a pitch count probably. I would say.
Yep. Probably very close to that 100 pitches already.
I would say pretty close.
In the top of the seventh, curveball, strike three, and Schlangen throws and at the plate on that curveball. Curtis so far, no slouch.
And Michael Schlangen kind of looked at the plate up, but he said that was a good pitch.
Kind of bring Jalen Arsenault to the plate. Jalen 0 for 2 today. The Martins have had not a lot to cheer about so far. As Arsenault followed this one back and out of play. Count 0-1.
It left some base runners on base here. 2 for 5 base runners so far.
For those of you joining us wondering how Regal did today, Regal ended up losing 5-1 to St. Patrick, a game that went to the eighth inning tied at 1-1.
Yes. Good game.
Good game. Good pitching performances by both teams there. But three-run homer by Matt Ambrose, by St. Patrick in that eighth inning. Really gave the Irish all they needed. Here's a ground ball to short. Walsh up with it. Over to first. 6-3 in the put out of Tanner Arsenault, and that will end the seventh inning for the Martins. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. We played 6.5 here in Milroy. It is Gaylord 3, St. Martin nothing. More baseball to come in a minute on KAFN.
There are many different brands of TMR feed mixers in the farming industry, but at Dairyland Supply, we feel that we have done the research to offer you the best brands possible, such as Penta, Supreme, Kuhn Knight, Rotomix, Schuler, and more. Each brand has capacities available to fit any size operation you may have. Contact Dan or Randy today at 800-338-6455 to see what brand fits your farm the best. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
You can trust Central Minnesota Insurance Agency and Grinnell Mutual to take care of you today and tomorrow. Serving you is our specialty because we make your needs our priority. Get coverage from the people you know will be there when you need them most. With Grinnell Mutual, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Ruth and Gary Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Crystal R., Donna Coulter, and Maggie Haynes, your local Grinnell Mutual agents at Central Minnesota Insurance Agency today. Call 243-7403. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.